Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
$50 a month seems like a lot to me, but it didn't always It wasn't always like that when I was an active police officer working and making better money. So a lot is relative. Like I told you that we have people that occasionally send us $100 a month, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's fantastic when they will send to our two police and military associations $100. We can do so much with that, folks. We can mail out information to police officers and soldiers that we have the list of here, that people send us the names and addresses, but we don't have the money to mail out to them. And then we have our wonderful supporters that have been with us for years now, over a decade each, that are on small Social Security payments a month, like $300, $400, $500 a month, and they send us $5 a month, folks. And when you add it up in a year, you know, that's a good amount of money. And we can use that $5 a month. We can use that $50 a month, $100 a month, anything. And so can Republic Broadcasting Network. So I just don't see it, folks, why we have any reason not to put a note in our bill file, you know, where we pay our bills every month, and just reminder to send something every month to Republic Broadcasting Network on a regular basis so that we can go forward and grow and go, you know, grow and go. We are growing and we're going, but I understand last week I heard from a dear friend and supporter, great patriot lady, Leslie, that Republic Broadcasting Network had to drop their short wave. I have been so busy this week, I haven't been able to call and find out. But if that's true, folks, we need to get behind RBN. I mean, not far behind either. I mean, maybe beside. We have to get beside RBN and walk with them hand in hand to take over the minds and hearts of more Americans every single day across America so that our children can live in peace and security here in this nation. We and our children and our posterity can go on living in freedom. And that can only happen when we do what God told us to do, and that's bring knowledge to the people. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, is what Jesus said. And then my people perish for lack of knowledge. There's all kinds of things in the Bible that tells us what is happening in America today about our lack of knowledge, about who the true enemies of God and liberty are that are in control of our governments today. So please support RBN, folks. If you want to call them at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719 on Monday, and tell them you're going to put a little a note in your bill file every month and send them something every month, whatever you can. It all helps. It all works together for good for those that love the Lord. Okay, folks, listen, before we go into the information, new information section of our program today, I want to do a little bit on a Sunday here of the religious Christian faith, okay? The Christian faith, not Christian religion, but Christian faith, okay? There's all kinds of Christian religions out there that are not the true Christian faith. Christian faith is Christ. And we've gotten off that so far out from the Christian faith. People say, well, what religion are you? I'm no religion. I'm of the Christian faith. I believe in Christ and his word. Well, let me share something with you that may knock the socks off some of you. But I want to tell you this. If we read the Holy Bible, God opens the Holy Bible up to us. Don't just listen to your priest and your preachers, all right? Read the Holy Bible yourself, folks. Many of you know what I'm talking about. Last night, I knew this from a number of years ago, but it impressed me so much in my heart last night, I wanted to share this with you, okay? We've been taught as dispensationalists, and dispensationalism was started in about 1835. It never had been heard about before from our founding fathers, our ministers, our chaplains before the Revolutionary War, or even after the Revolutionary War. They didn't have any idea what dispensationalism was. It was started by a group of antichrists, you know, wanted to destroy the Christian religion. And we can prove that. Now, we can prove it right from the Holy Bible, folks. Prove it right from the Holy Bible. Not from Jack McLam, who's not a preacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a theologian. I just read God's Word. And God opens it up to you, folks. But I want to tell you that dispensationalism, I was in most of all my life, you know, as a kid, when I went to Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. I learned about dispensationalism, you know. And I now know it's almost 100% of it's false, because I read the Bible myself instead of listening to our preachers and our priests out there. And God opens the truth up to you when you read His Word. I read it almost every night now, and just about every night. Yes, I try to. Sometimes I get to bed so late and I'm so tired I just collapse and go right to sleep. And I don't get to, but I'd say 90% of the time I read my Bible every night. But here's what I wanted to tell you today, folks, and then we'll get on with the rest of the show. We already have callers on the line, by the way. Callers, hang on there. In dispensationalism, you're taught that Jesus didn't accomplish everything he came to accomplish, which is a lie. Jesus did accomplish everything he came to accomplish. Jesus is not a quitter, and he's not a failure. He accomplished everything he came to accomplish. But in dispensationalism, we're taught it's futurism. It's in the future. Jesus is coming back, and he's going to do what he didn't get done when he was here before. Well, the fact is, God never fails. Jesus never fails. He accomplishes what he says he's going to accomplish. How easy is that to figure out, folks? Jesus is not a failure. Man is not going to stop Jesus from doing what he wants to do. But that's what we're told, anyway, in dispensationalism. Well, Jesus didn't get to finish everything he was going to do. I got news for you. That's not what the Holy Bible says, the King James Bible says. Okay, and here I'm going to prove some of this to you, okay, folks? Remember that we were told in dispensationalism by our ministers today that Israel has been recreated in 1948. And the Jews are returning to the land to finally possess it and dwell therein, because they never have done that before. They've never done it before, okay? And Jesus failed. They didn't do it. They didn't come into the land, and Jesus is going to do that. He's doing it now with the 1948 reestablishment of Israel in the Middle East, Palestine, and things are getting finished up to what God said he was going to do when he came. Well, folks, let me read you, and you can read this yourself. I was reading my King James Bible again last night in Joshua's time. Let's go back to Joshua's time just a minute and listen to this, folks. And this is going to shock some of you that don't read the Bible and just listen to your dispensationalist misled minister today. Here's what Joshua says at 21, Joshua 21, 43-45 in the King James Bible. Okay, I hear the music. We'll be right back. And then we'll get on to our callers. Callers, hang on. We'll get to you after I talk about Joshua and what he told us that proves that dispensationalism is fraud. And I've got a book, too, to share with you that'll prove to you that dispensationalism is fraud. C.I. Scofield, conned all the ministers of our day. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Jack McLam program, and I just want to pique your mind here. I just want to get your juices flowing this morning, folks, to show you how our ministers have been totally, totally misled in seminaries. Since the 1900s, the beginning of the 1900s, folks, even before that, our seminaries in America, Dallas Seminary, and all the seminaries across America have been taken over by God's enemies, the Antichrist, okay? Have been taken over by God's enemies, and we've been mistaught, our ministers have been mistaught from the Scofield Reference Bible and lied to, and they've come out and being misled themselves, they've misled all of us. But listen to this now. Joshua in 21:43-45 said this, "And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land." You hear that, folks? "And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land, which he swore to give them through their fathers. And they possessed the land, and they dwelt therein in the land. And the Lord gave them rest all about, round about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers." According to all that he swore unto their fathers, folks, he accomplished everything. "And Israel possessed all the land and dwelt in and possessed it. and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand, and they lived safely in the land, possessed the land. There failed not aught any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. All came to pass. Now, folks, are you going to believe this, the evil Scofield reference Bible, that your preachers were lied to and defrauded when they were made to study from the Scofield reference Bible? Or are you going to believe Joshua in the Holy Bible, the King James Bible? Sadly for the dispensationalists, and I've studied this now for 15 years, folks, that I've awakened and started reading the Bible myself. And you can read that right in Joshua 21, chapter 21, 43 to 45, King James Bible is the best one to use. Never again, folks, never again in the Bible, and certainly not in the New Testament, did Jesus, did Paul, did Peter, Thomas, any of the disciples, and Jesus Christ himself, never ever talked about the rebuilding of the Jewish temple and the beginning of blood sacrifices again. And why? Because Jesus was the end of blood sacrifice. He was the last sacrifice. And it is never going to happen again. Now, the communist Zionists that have taken over Palestine and pushing the Arabs out are meaning to start the blood sacrifices again and rebuild the temple after they blow up the Dome of the Rock Mosque. But that's not according to biblical direction, folks. It's not in the Bible. They may try to do it again, but that is an apostasy, that they would start the blood sacrifice again. Rebuilding the temple is not in the New Testament. Jesus didn't talk about it. And Jesus didn't talk about the Jews coming in and occupying Israel again. Paul didn't talk about it. Peter didn't talk about it. None of the disciples talked about it, because it's a lie. All of that happened. All of this happened where Israel possessed the land and the Israelis dwelt therein before 70 A.D. So the futurists are lying to us about it's going to happen in the future. It's going to happen in the future. No. The communist Zionists, and I have another letter here, which I won't read to you today, from another, from a Jewish brother of ours in the military for 30-some years. He just wrote to us telling us about how it's a lie that 1948 was not the establishment of the return of the Jews. That already happened before AD 70. And when the Jews did return to the land, Joshua said they did return, they dwelled therein, they possessed the land, and God fulfilled everything. All came to pass that he said unto the fathers that he would do for Israel. So it's complete, folks, according to the Bible. Now, not according to your preachers who have been lied to and misled in seminary. And that's hard to take. It's hard to take because we've been lied to for so long. But Lucifer is good at that, folks, to misleading the Christians. If he could mislead the Christians, wouldn't he do it? Well, he's done it. I want you to do this, folks. If you don't believe me, believe the Holy Bible. Order from us for $7 a book called Scofield or the Bible by Paul Sisko. I've been through this and been through it with the King James Bible, and Paul Sisko is right. That book, Scofield or the Bible, $7 from Aid and Abet. We'll give out our address, and then we'll go right to our callers after I give out that address for Aid and Abet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
McLam Show, the old Officer Jack McLam Show. I'm that old cop, retired cop Jack McLam, here with you today. Thank you for listening in. Folks, the Schofield Reference Bible is just filled with misdirection and fraud and error. And it's not accidental. It was put into the seminaries in the early 1900s, about 1907, so that all the ministers could be new young people going in to become ministers and Bible teachers could be misled and taken out of Scripture. And that worked. It worked brilliantly. Okay? So if you want to study this, and I pray you will, folks, I pray you will. Now, don't believe this old cop, okay? I'm not a theologian, okay? I'm a Bible reader, and I'm a Christian man. But I'm a sinner, okay, and I'm trying to not sin, but God said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, so I'm a sinner, and so are you, but we have to try to draw closer to the truth and throw out Lucifer's deceptions that he has built into our Christian system today, okay? Best way to do it that I know of is to get a hold of Scofield or the Bible by Paul Sisko and prove to yourself how we've been lied to and misdirected. It's only $7. It's a little booklet, not very big, but boy, is it powerful, okay? You put your King James Bible beside it, and you go through it, and you prove that Paul Sisko is right on target with showing and showing how we've been lied to and misdirected. And here's that address for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, folks. And I might say also the second book that is really an eye-opener, tremendous eye-opener, along with Scofield and the Bible, is End Time Delusions by Steve Wahlberg, the Christian Jew. He's a Messianic Jew who has written a fantastic book called End Time Delusions, where he points out many of the things where Scofield misled our ministers today, and our ministers are misled, and you can prove it through the book written by Hollywood producer, Christian Jew, Steve Wahlberg, called End Time Delusions. You can order it through us too, folks. And here is the address, okay? Matter of fact, I think that's 12 dollars, something like that, End Time Delusions through us, I think it is. But write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Now, you can do that very easily. You don't have to put Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on the envelope. Just put A&A, just a capital A, the and sign, and another capital A. Matter of fact, you can fill out money orders that way, too. Don't send checks, please. Don't send checks to us. We're out of the bankster's horrible banking system, and we want to stay outside of it. Just postal money orders or cash in the envelopes, okay? Send that to HC, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Now, folks, like I say, it's $7, postage paid. That's a small booklet, but very powerful, Scofield or the Bible. And then Steve Wahlberg's book, End Time Delusions. Now, what I love about Steve Wahlberg's book is he proves, and I'm telling you, listen to this old police investigator. I know what proof is. I know what fact is. I know what evidence is. And I'm telling you, Steve Wahlberg proves in his book in 7 different ways that 1948 return, alleged return of the Jews, is a fallacy. And he is a Christian Jew. And he has studied this and studied this. I've known that for about 15 years. But he has laid it out in his book in 7 different ways that the 1948 return of the Jews was not true. It's a fraud. This is the evil communist Zionist, and the ones that returned and set up Israel were not even Jews. They were Gentiles calling themselves Jews, the Ashkenazi Khazar alleged Jews that became communists. And once they threw out the Babylonian Talmud, they were no longer Jews. They reverted back to being Gentiles like they were in 700 A.D. before they accepted the Khazaria area of Eastern Europe, accepted the Babylonian Talmud and became Jews religiously. Well, the ones that set up Israel in 1948 were these Ashkenazi Gentiles that became Jews in 700 A.D. when they accepted the Babylonian Talmud, the religious book of the Jews. But once they became communist atheists, could they be called Jews? No, they reverted back to being Gentiles, and they went out there and set up this Israel, phony Israel, in 1948 to make the Christians in the world, because they now had the Scofield Reference Bible that was lying to Christians, and all the Christians are promoting this Antichrist system over there in Israel that is not even Jewish, because we've all been misled. But anyway, read Steve Wahlberg's book, Christian Jew. He's a producer, a Hollywood producer, wonderful man. I've had him on the show, you know, several times. Probably have him on again. But his book is dynamite, because it goes right by the King James Bible, folks, and he proves in seven ways that the return of the Jews, 1948, is not true. Okay, enough said on that. Now let's go to our callers. We have callers on the line. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, welcome to the program, brother.
Good day.
Good day.
Okay, first off, I'm living on a small, pittance of a income, but I have made a couple donations to RBN to keep it alive.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Do you have a idea, or do you have pamphlets out there, for sheriff's responsibilities, so that?
Oh yes. Yeah, we have a whole publication, Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter, to the sheriff, directly to the sheriff, on his duties, responsibilities, jurisdiction, and all that, proving it. And then we have our sheriff's video with several sheriffs on there talking directly to the other sheriffs about their duties, responsibilities, and jurisdiction. And so we have those two for our sheriffs out across America, and that people can get a hold of and send to their sheriff, or take in and hand to their sheriff, and so that they know their powers, duties, and responsibilities.
So if I sent you the name of my sheriff, then you'd send them something?
Yes. Let me give you a phone number.
I already have.
Oh, you have it.
Okay,
okay, good.
I'm hoping he read it.
Yeah, we send a letter direct from Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter to your sheriff. And just talk to Carol, if you haven't already, and she'll tell you how we do it, okay, and the information we need to do that. And we'll send a personal letter out from Aiden Abet. Our police officers write a personal letter to the sheriff, and peer-to-peer, it is much stronger than private citizen to a law enforcement person. You know what I'm talking about, Don.
Right.
The sheriffs will pay attention to other lawmen when we talk to them, but sometimes they don't pay attention to private citizens, because sheriffs and police officers have been told that we know the big picture and you don't, and we know things that you don't. And so it's much better coming from their peers in law enforcement, because they will certainly pay attention to it.
Okay, where do I go to find out his responsibilities or her responsibilities?
Well, just get a hold of us, and we'll send you a copy of that newsletter.
Okay.
Now, it's just filled with information on that, and it proves that the sheriff does have total jurisdiction in the county, and he's the top law enforcement person in the whole state. As a matter of fact, state is made up of counties, and so that state corporation called the state police is not the top law enforcement person. That's a corporation of law enforcement, private corporation police, the state police is. And so the sheriff is elected by the people, and he's the top one, or she's the top one in the whole state.
Okay. Have you guys ever considered getting a sponsor for, like, pedal power generators? You're living up in Iowa, and you're probably using solar and wind or something like that. I don't know.
Well, I don't have the money to, but we're trying. We'd love to have a solar system up here, but we don't have money to get it on my small pension. But
do you have a pedal power generator?
Many people do.
Do you have a pedal power generator?
No. We have a generator here, but it works on propane and gasoline. But we need...
When the crap hits the fan, I think we need to all start pedaling.
I know it. I know what you're talking about, brother.
It might not be something, not bad to look at.
I'd like to know about it. I'd certainly like to know about a pedal power generator. That's interesting. Yeah, we could put our little Yorkies in there and have them go around the thing, a little attack
there
Yorkies,
There you go. hey, but the mule. And, there's plenty of bureaus out there. Donkeys and jeez, I can't even think of the word. Anyways, let's skip that part. For scientific information and stuff like that, new technologies and stuff,
right?
There's a good site out there called KeeleyNet.com. It's K-E-E. I'm going to screw up here. Hold on. One second. I'm sorry. I was going to say it, but...
It's called Healing?
No, KeeleyNet.com.
K-E-E-L-Y-N-E-T. K-E-E-L-I-N-G.
Yeah. They've got a lot of, information on new technologies and... wind power, solar power, the whole thing. It's a great wealth of information.
Okay.
So, it's good to get that stuff out.
You said it. We need to know about that. We're looking into these up here. We're looking into these solar power generators, too, because we have a lot of sun. We're right up on top of the mountains, and so many times the clouds are down in the valley, and we're up here in the sunlight, even in the wintertime, Most of our days in the wintertime are sunny here, so...
Do you have any rivers?
We have rivers. We got rivers, a lot of rivers, and lakes and ponds and so forth.
Something that you can basically attach to, or...?
Well, no, that's 12 miles away for us down in the valley.
So what?
We're on top of mountains here.
Charge your batteries. Put a floating generator in there, paddle generator.
Uh-huh.
Charge your batteries, and haul it away.
Yeah. I wish we could do that. The river runs all the time, except, of course, sometimes it freezes over a little bit in the wintertime up here. We're not too cold, so it doesn't get frozen entirely, but we're way up here 12 miles on the mountain, so we can't utilize the river for power.
Well, if you take a lot of batteries with you on a flatbed truck or something like that, park it beside it, and float a paddle wheel, on top of it. There are designs that you can do that with.
It costs us a lot of money to drive down the mountain back up with gas. So, we're looking to buy some mules and a buckboard, but we don't have the money for that right now, but we're working on it, to get a mule and buckboard. It'll take us a day to go down the 12 miles down the mountain and probably the next day to come back up the 12 miles with our mules and everything. But we're working on it, brother, to get self-sufficient up here. Many people are. They have their solar-powered homes and the wind power, and a lot of people are ready. And we're trying our best. When you don't have a lot of money, it takes a while. We do it a little at a time.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're happy to have our 350 families from 35 different states up here in our 11 constitutional communities. So we're growing, too. We had two more families join us here in the last few weeks up here. So we're growing, and our power is growing, too, as more and more Christians come up and join us. We have more voting power in the county, too. So,
whatever happened to your daughter-in-law and the Army stuff?
Well, you mean with my little granddaughter?
It's your granddaughter, okay.
Yeah. She's doing much better. She's away from Germany now, from that child molesting Army doctor, Dr. Rubies. And she's in the States now with my son, Major McLam, and so she's doing better, but she still has some difficulties, as you can imagine, being molested from 10 years old to 11 years old by an Army doctor every week has taken a toll on her, but she's doing much better. There's a lot of prayers for her, and we're praying God just heals her psychologically, and that she seems to be doing well.
God's will.
Thank you, Brother Don. Thank you. Okay, brother.
Have a good day.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to Roger in Florida. Roger, welcome to the program, brother. Hello, Roger.
Are you there?
I'm here.
And I was waiting for my show that I look forward to every Saturday night. I come home and I'm like a little child waiting for his favorite show, and It's Radically Right with Jack Otto, and of course John Stadmiller comes on instead. And I swear, as soon as I heard his voice, I just shrieked inside. And he came on there to tell us that last week's show, about 2 hours after the show, that Jack Otto had died.
And he died.
And man,
he died.
He died.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if he died on his own or if he had a little help, but he did a show last Saturday night that was probably his best show. And of course, all of a sudden, 2 hours later, and who knows? I really don't know. I mean, who knows? He had a bad heart, they say, and this and that, but. It just is really shook me to the core, and I want everybody out there to know, you know, he's gone. But to really a good thing would to get those archive shows. I hear the music.
Yeah. I was just thinking the same thing, Roger. We need to get some archive shows of Jack Otto before they're gone.
Could you hold me over? I wanted to ask you one more question.
Yeah, sure, Roger. Hang on. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program. And on the great RBN. Be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Jack McGlam program, folks. Let's go back to Roger in Florida. Roger, go right ahead, brother.
Yeah, you know, and anyway, to me, Jack was one of those guys. He just had a real profound effect on me. You know, I felt like a soccer ball going across the yard and running out of steam, and he's just like the big guy that come up behind me and gave me a nice kick, and I just took off again, you know. I really learned a lot listening to him, and it would be a real good thing to download all his shows and keep them, because you just never know what these creeps are going to do with the net. They could pull the plug on us.
Sure.
And,
people
like
I'm
him.
Glad you told me, brother, because I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a hold of John and see if we can't get here at our two police and military shows some of Jack Otto's programs.
He even mentioned you briefly in his last show last week, talking about the CIA and drugs and stuff. And I think, you know, well, it's really weird that he gets off the phone and 2 hours later he's dead. And who knows?
What happened to him? Did they say how he died?
Well, his son called John Stadmiller during the week to tell him about it. And, of course, they all knew he had a congestional heart problem, you know.
I see, yeah.
And it could have been that. It could have just been one of those things. But, you know, it could have also been another Gary Webb or something.
Sure, who
knows?
Absolutely.
I'm just at a point now, I don't even hardly believe in coincidence anymore, but sometimes they do happen.
Yeah, they do happen. We all die of something. And but I'm so sorry to hear that. And I know he had a great following out there, and he was a very admired, great American. Yeah.
And anyway, you know, everybody out there, including myself, and I've been lax on this, we all need to send in some money to Republic Broadcast. I know you guys are hurting, and it's not really made that they don't talk about it enough. But it's really worse than what you guys let on. And
I learned that last week. I wasn't aware of that myself. I'm just a volunteer here on my show, but I didn't know that they were having such difficulties that they had to drop their shortwave programming, because shortwave is big. I mean, it there's a lot of people listening around the nation, around the world on shortwave, and so I'm so sorry to hear that, and I want to myself.
Yeah,
remember every month to send something in to GC or to RBN. Yeah,
John Stadmiller, he mentioned that last night. That was like the first corner to cut was the shortwave, and it's going to get worse probably before it gets better. But
wow, man, oh man, oh man, that's terrible, because RBN is one of the greatest networks out there, awakening thousands of people a day across this nation.
And I want to ask you one other quick question, and you would know this. I've got a torrent I downloaded of old Eustace Mullen interviews, and a lot of them are yours and Rick Adams and others. Have you heard anything about him lately? What is he in good health? Or
well, last time I talked to Eustace, he wasn't getting along very well, and that's been probably a year and a half ago, and I need to call him. I get so busy here working 12, 14 hours a day, I don't get to do some things I want to do, but I haven't heard from Eustace in about a year and a half, and it's time to contact him and find out, because he was having some difficulties just getting up there in age, basically.
Yeah.
But he's another great American that I just pray God will leave him with us for another 10 years or so, you know.
You know, everybody needs to get as much Eustace Mullins and Jack Otto. Those two guys, at least with me, really had an effect on me. And anything they ever uttered, even if it's just a little quip of humor, anything you can get your hands on, every scrap, because they're the real deals. And these guys, and yourself included, you guys risk your lives, and I admire you for that. And
Thank you, brother.
I'm going to go ahead and get off now and let you get somebody else. But, yeah, I just wanted to let you know about Jack Otto.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. I didn't know that. And I'm going to try to get some of his broadcast, too, archived in our place here at our two police and military associations. Thank you, brother.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
With recent